following is a previously broadcast program.
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test COVID-19. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
A Tribe Called Red is the hallucination with their new record, One More Saturday Night, featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more, out now.
To prevent the spread of the virus, wear a mask in public places, such as on public transit and in grocery stores and businesses. The best way to protect your health and the health of those around you is still to follow recognized hygiene measures. For example, washing your hands regularly and keeping your distance. Let's continue to protect ourselves. Find out more at quebec.ca/mask. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
I'm Noam Chomsky, speaking from...
This is why we hurt. This is why we hurt. Seek of fish and never hurt. 90.3 ever at war. This is why we hurt. This is why we hurt. Seek of ever hurt. 90.3 ever at war. Love is so them know say we at. We listen to this station, this station well at. They good music, this is what they at.
Yo, this is Junior Reed, and when I'm in Montreal, I stay tuned to C-Cut 90.3 FM. Montreal, stay alive with music, with music, with music.
Wait a minute, that's too fast.
Now what?
Kick it over here, baby pop!
CKUT, yo. Yo, this is for your mind, soul, and spirit. Plus your positive vibes. Masters at work, you gotta hear it. And West Indian rhythms on Saturday night. Roots, rock, reggae, I keep it tight. Manchild, hitting switches, keep it right. The cipher on a Friday. Psalms of soul, I do it my way. With ill groove on Sunday, I gotta say one way. We stick together. It's for unity in the community on CKUT at 90.3. Manchild and John Fish. We give you that musical wish to put more music in that dish. So listen to your radio station and simply turn it on. CKUT, word is born, word is born. Y'all enjoy yourselves, love you Montreal. Tune in to CKUT, always.
Love Star Music.
Hey, hey. CKUT 90.3 FM. It's your boy reaching the building, coming to you live and direct from the city of Montreal. Yeah man, vibing out with my tribe right now, pulling a little simulcast, you feel me? And before I get into this whole vibe, man, you know what I mean? Happy Tuesday to everybody who is tuning in with us, man. Happy Tuesday to everybody that is listening from wherever you're listening from, man. I have an amazing opportunity to be able to, have this show broadcasted out to many different cities, many different continents and everything around the world. So shout out all of our global listeners. Shout out everybody who is listening across Canada. Shout out everybody listening online and listening right here in the city of Montreal. You feel me? Yo, we're getting adjusted to our first, it's like winter out here, right? So we are now getting adjusted to our first real winter out here, man. For our first real winter out here, you know what I'm saying? So I'm making sure that, you know, the frequency is proper. The frequency is proper. Make sure I boost the volume for my family on CKUT. You feel me? Because, you know, I made some adjustments. I perfected my sound on this side. I perfected my sound. So I hope you guys are getting it pumping, beating, and it is keeping you warm. It is keeping you warm on this lovely Tuesday, December 7th in the city of Montreal. It's 5 after 5 afternoon. And it is what? Yo, I mean, that's synergistic. It's -5 in the city of Montreal. But they say it is cloudy with some sunshine. So we can't, yo, as long as there's sunshine, man, we can't complain. We can't complain. But as I was saying, before I get into anything, man, I gotta take care of this little Shout out our listeners, man. Shout out our listeners who hit me up on the side, who let me know that they're listening, who let me know that they're tuning in, who let me know I gotta be on my P's and Q's, who let me know I gotta be on my P's and Q's. Milan, I see you. Milan came to me with a very pressing question this morning. A very pressing, like there was a dilemma. There was a dilemma in his community amongst his peeps. You feel me? So I hope that Milan's peeps are listening right now. I hope that his community is listening right now. Because he was like, yo, he had to come to the preacher for some real spiritual guidance on this pressing topic this morning. And Milan hit me up and he said, yo, look, I got, you know, I hope I can hear some Christmas music on your playlist, you know what I mean, coming up. I hope that we get into some Christmas music. You know, Milan, I'm not really into Christmas like that, but I do play the Christmas music for Pixie, for my in-house tech, and my queen who holds us down, man. She is the Christmas queen. You feel me? Like, you put on a Christmas movie. Right now she is a kid in a candy shop. She got all the Christmas movies on deck that she needs, like 18 times a day. You know what I'm saying? So she got a plethora of Christmas movies to keep her happy during this holiday season. But one of those Christmas movies that I realize that Pixie doesn't have on her playlist, that she never really watches. She doesn't really watch during the Christmas season. And I'm always like, Pixie, if you're gonna watch all of these Christmas movies, if you're gonna be watching all of these Christmas movies, yeah. I see all these princesses, and I see all these Hallmarks, and I see all of these, like, you know, once were superstars on television, but now they, you know what I mean, they get their money by doing Christmas movies, and nobody's hating on if you get your money doing Christmas movies. We love it, right? But one of the movies that Pixie doesn't have on her Christmas playlist is this movie, this classic that people debate and wonder. They ask, can this really be considered a Christmas movie? You know, just because Bruce Willis is the star and there's a bunch of action, you know, just because it happens at an airport and things are blowing up and all of that other good stuff, people are like, I don't understand how Die Hard could be considered a Christmas movie. But Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Point, fact, reference, finished. Like, whatever fancy words you use to, like, punctuate a statement. Mic drop, okay? Mic drop. You can't see. I can't drop the mic because my mic costs too much money. But let's not get it twisted, all right? Milan, I will settle the debate for you right now, okay? Just like Home Alone and just like Once Upon a Christmas or whatever they call it, just like Miracle on 78th Street or 52nd Street, or can you tell I don't watch a lot of Christmas movies? Just like all of those movies, whatever they're named, Die Hard is a Christmas classic, okay? Dads need to have Christmas movies too. Do not interfere with the dadness of Christmas. All right, Milan just hit me up and he said, thank you so much. We have settled the debate for Milan and his family, okay? They're saying it's Miracle on 34th Street. I still say it's Miracle on 22nd Street, on 221st, okay? It's Miracle on Flatbush Avenue. That's what it should be, okay? That's what it, because if Santa makes his way to Flatbush, that's a goddamn miracle, okay? It's a miracle on Walkley Street. There ain't no chimneys on Walkley. I'm having this debate with Pixie because, you know, I got newborn twins at home. So they're not newborns, but but you know what I mean? I consider they're so tiny. So they're newborns in my head, right? They're infants. They're infants. They're about 7 months. They're almost 7 months, right? King and Royale. I love them bad. They're, you know what I'm saying? They're out here. Like, she's trying to deny that he was just saying da da, right? Because he's just, no, he's just saying da 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 da. I'm like, no, no, don't take that. No, mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you already guess who won the word war? Guess who won the first word war? Papa. All right. Sorry. I'm so sorry, not sorry. But yes. So King's out here, you know, practicing his favorite word. You know, daddy. You know what I'm saying? So he's on his da 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 da's right now, and you know, she like we're out here. Which what do you mean? Gosh, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? I'm bigging up my family. Right? I'm bigging up my family. But we're having this debate about the Christmasness of Christmas now that we have children. And you know, Nana is like setting up Santa all over the place. Nana got Santa everywhere, you know what I'm saying? And Pixie got the Christmas movies on everywhere. And I'm like, look, like you see the fat man in the red suit? Yeah, man, you see the man in the red suit? That's what I said, that's what we gonna call him. We gonna call him the man in the red suit, okay? I don't really deal with the man in the red suit, but I know some people deal with the man in the red suit. You know what I'm saying? You know, so like, you know, I'm trying to figure out. We're trying to figure out the balance. What do you guys do with the man in the red suit? Do you guys celebrate with the man in the red suit? Yo, hit me up. Apparently now I have a messaging service on CKUT. So if you come to CKUT.ca, you could leave me a message about the man in the red suit and how you and your family navigate these times with the man in the red suit. Do you do it with the man in the red suit? If you don't want to wait, because I'm only going to get those messages like next week or something, okay? Like, no word of a lie. So I'm only going to be able to tell you about like my thoughts on those messages next week. But if you want instant gratification about your, you know what I mean? Milan's listening to me on CKUT. Milan, why don't you have Twitch? Milan, you need to have Twitch on your phone. Milan, you hear me talking about Twitch all the time. Milan, you need to come over to Twitch and get in the conversation, Milan. I'm waiting for you. Twitch.tv/foreverpreach or the easiest route, vibetribe.ca. You can find me over there and you can let me know what you do about the man in the red suit. And then you can answer Vanessa, because Vanessa wants to know, does Pixie have a black Santa? There ain't no black. I mean, I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, does she have a black Santa? Would it make a difference? I don't want to get the boys' hopes up. And like, I remember how I felt. Like, yes, I remember how I felt when I found out that Santa was not real. And yeah, man, me no one opinion them figure through that. I still feel that. I was like, yo, what do you mean he's not real? Like, y'all been lying to me this whole time. You feel me? Like, I remember, like, writing Santa and telling Santa that I wanted this list of things. You know what I'm saying? My mom's a single mom. So my mom, like, she didn't have the benefit of always having somebody to watch me or the, you know what I mean, to have help or whatever. Shout out all our single parents in the city that are, you know what I mean, holding it down with their kids. You feel me? My mom had two of us. You feel me? So like, my mom had to juggle. So some days when she had to do what she had to do, she just had to do it. So she takes me, like, we go shopping and, you know, she's like trying to distract me while she's picking up certain things. But like, I was like always like glued to my mom's leg. You couldn't distract me. So I'm sitting here and I'm like watching what she's picking up, and I see like she pick up one thing on the list, and then I see she pick up another thing on the list, and then those things ended up in the Christmas stocking. And I looked at her and I was like, yo, Santa never bring me them thing there. No, man, me see you buy it, man. And she tried to convince me. She was like, no, man. Like, I said, no, sir. Me see, I with my own two, I see you. I spy with my little eye. I seen you go buy all of them thing there. All right? So here we go. I'm just trying to, you know what I mean? I don't wanna put them through that. That's traumatic. That is traumatic, man. You know what I'm saying? Some of us still traumatized by all of that. So you feel me? Like, you know, I'm trying to, yeah. I'm trying to, you know, you know, make sure that I keep them. I keep them. You know, my sister online right now is saying, my sister, like, we're having a conversation. So you're going to hear me refer, CKUT family, you're going to hear me refer to this conversation every now and then. I want you guys in the conversation. Come over to the conversation. All right? You're going to hear me refer to the conversation, right? FOMO. If you don't want to be living with FOMO right now, then you guys will get, oh, come over. 5tribe.ca. Jump in the convo. Right? But here we know, right? Like, what? My sister telling me I'm too nosy. I wasn't too nosy. I was just very observant. I was very observant of certain things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm observant of the time right now, and I could see that it just hit 12:15, man. It is a quarter past noon. I have been talking about Die Hard and Christmas and the man in the red suit for far too long. Let me cool out vibe right now, man. You know what I'm saying? Trust me, man. You know, there's a lot of global catastrophes. I think Santa is one of them. There's a lot of kids gonna be like pissed off this winter. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Richie Stevens. I said Richie Stevens. Yeah, man, shout out Richie Stevens, but shout out Richie Spice as well. You're now listening to Richie Spice. CKUT 90.3 FM. It's your homeboy Preach in the BZ. Montreal, a real reggae soul man. Helped build the reggae scene out here and helped us build, you know what I mean, the sound of reggae right here on CKUT 90.3. Fluxy! It's a big up my Virgo family, you know. And them grow me come, you know. Johnny Black, where you there? All my reggae soul men in the city, jump me! I said, big up my big brothers all over the city, eh? Black Temple family, Little Thunder family. My Nighthawk family out here, yeah? I'm calling the originals. The originals. I'm a 19 and a 19, son of King David. Reggae soul. gonna run this for them, run this for them.
Fix up your context, some are gonna vex. So many songs about gun and sex. Artists know Batman flex. We know I see on a jello snacks. What the request? Only the best. Tell you them stop, push up them chest. Same pretty motherless and fatherless. And the ones them we're poor and less. I'm a dying and a pointed. Son of keeping.
Big up all the sounds. You laid the foundation of reggae music right here in the city of Montreal, yeah? What you doing there? Stretch way up there. Antipod way up there.
In this city for too long. Is this your act of retribution?
I run in Antipod kind of rhythms right now, you know? Yeah man, yeah man, yeah man. Every Sunday afternoon, man, check out Auntie Pat, Pat Dillon. Boom, boom, tonight.
Too much, too much, too much to bear. Oh, it's too much,
okay.
Too much, don't ya, I swear. It's too much, too much to bear. Oh, it's too much, too
hey,
much.
Hey, Milan, Justin, man, big up yourself. It's cold in my city, so I feel like warming up with some vibes. I feel like warming up with some reggae vibes. Pick up my entire tribe, man. I love you guys, yeah? Through a couple of them, you have to go through a couple questionable things to really recognize when you have something good, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, pick up all of the good woman, them out the place, Pixie. Just a reminder, hydrate your soul, man. Make sure you are replenishing your body with H2O. Just because it's cold don't mean say you can't, you know? Yeah, man. Quench your thirst. Quench your thirst proper. Rhythm sweet, man. My family in the building saying, yo, the rhythm tough. My family in the building saying, it's a tough rhythm.
Mother Earth, she never bring forth alive. Respect your word, you respect my life. Consistent with loving, I'm not just for tonight. And she give me love and just some like.
Caitlin.
The one and only.
Dayton.
Lil Gianna.
Lighters.
Look how we're filling up the screen with good deeds, you know.
Love is in the air.
Yeah, man, love is in the air. Just, yo, you see the synergy of that?
Love is everywhere.
If you're in the building right now and you're watching the screen, as we pull on Lil Gianna, I got images of good deeds that just decide to come on.
Everywhere.
Yo, man, watch the love there.
You get to be in control. Wait a minute, if love feels like it's getting cold, then you gotta have the power to ignite the flame. Raise the bar a little higher,
okay.
You can love again. Oh, but don't you ever turn back.
I'm telling you. I think we need to make those,
you gotta
make that a little point redemption.
And
two-step activation.
Use your mind, your intellect, and your skills to keep the fire blazing. When love is in the air.
Love is in the air for real.
Love is everywhere.
I love. As soon as we pull it to the junior.
Love is
on my screen, there are good deeds happening right now.
You get to be in control.
With synergy like that, man, if I keep this really moving.
As the chief musician plays his instrument, picks on the strings with the right notes, making sure he's on the right timing. Strumming along with the melody, he's got to make sure that it's on the beat. He's on the beat.
Right now, yeah. Trying to make sure that y'all got a smile on your face on this lovely, lovely, lovely Tuesday, December 7th. As I said, I'm coming to you live and direct from the city of Montreal.
Love is in the air.
Your homeboy Preach in the busy, right here on the nation's favorite station. Right here on the nation's favorite station, CKUT 90.3 FM, the home of alternative radio, man. We're the standard. That's what I tell people, man. We're the standard of alternative radio. This is where alternative voices come and live. This is where alternative music lives. As I said, man, big up all of the people that keep reggae music alive right here in the city of Montreal. Not just the sounds of the DJs that I am familiar with and named and rated, but I'm talking about all of them, you know what I mean? Every single DJ that has definitely, you know what I mean, has definitely helped build the culture out here and kept the culture alive, you know, just keeping the culture alive. Last week, I had an amazing interview with this crew called We Speak English Good, very popular podcast that can be found on SoundCloud and all your favorite podcast platforms. They conduct the interview live on Twitch, so you know we did it live, not in person, but you know, face to face. And then we, you know what I mean, they're gonna transpose it over to SoundCloud. I'll let you guys know when that episode is available. But you know, we were talking about a lot of things, man. We spoke about a lot of things. We spoke about music. We spoke about life. We spoke about government. We spoke about a lot of things. One of the things that we did speak about that I did mention is just this belief that I have, this notion that I have of pocket cultures, pocket societies, and the importance of protecting those pockets. You know what I mean? What I mean by pockets, I mean, I'm talking really about subcultures. You know, I come from a time where subcultures all had their space to go and express themselves to be able to navigate their culture. culture, to grow their culture, to progress their culture. And I find that a lot of these pockets are being compromised right now, you know what I'm saying? You know, be it whether it be infiltration or whether it be because, you know, smaller pockets always, you know what I mean, always want to be a part of the bigger pocket. You know, that's why I say, if you think about a pair of pants that got a million pockets, not all of the pockets could be the same size. You feel me? Not all the pockets are going to be the same size. Some subcultures are going to be smaller than others. Others will be larger than others. But I really think that it's important that we protect our subcultures. You know what I mean? Reggae music, man. Caribbean music, Caribbean culture. You know, it's a big culture to us, but it's a subculture to many people. You know, it's a pocket culture to many people. And there's a lot of things that have been affected and compromised because all these pockets are merging. And I'm not telling people that, yo, you know, for stay in your pocket or whatever. But sometimes when you come over to a space where a subculture is conducting their business or whatever, sometimes you have to understand how to just give that subculture space, how to give that pocket space. So shout out all the pocket cultures in the city of Montreal, man. We have so many different, I would venture to say we have thousands of subcultures right here in the melting pot of Canada, man. You know what I mean? We once were tooting. I don't know if this is still the standard, if it's still the thing, but once Montreal had the largest variety of cultures found in one city, you know, more than New York, just because we also have the French language thing going for us and a lot of things like that. I don't know if that is still a thing. Don't quote me on it, but that used to be one of our claim to fames, you know what I mean? Along with being the white capital, the white collar crime capital of North America. But, you know, that's another story for another day. I got a brand new rhythm.
Yeah.
Straight out of Germany. Featuring some big artists out of Jamaica. This one is called the Fireheart Rhythm by Warrior Sound.
Warrior Soul.
Big up the one and only Night Nurse Selections for always lining me up with some of the best reggae music, man. Yo, she's out of Germany. She reps Warrior Sound. She keeps your boy flush. She keeps him dripping with music, yeah? She keeps me dripping with music. This comes straight out of the Night Nurse Selection box right here. Nature Ellis, talk to them.
Nature Ellis is there. Jah anoint and appoint I.
This is the Fireheart Rhythm, brand new Bar Road. Remember where you heard it first, eh?
Jah give I the strength and the power to conquer my enemies. From I and you, I and I yield up the Trinity. Jah give I the strength and the power.
Yo, my family said they want to pull up, man. Right? Yo, CKUT fam can't see the pull up. Them can't see the pull up call. But them call for the pull up. Them bring Rambo for the pull up. That's what I'm saying. If you come, if you're checking us online, man, yo, there's so many ways that you can interact and still listen to me on the radio. Cat Glam, big up yourself.
Jah give I the strength and the power to conquer my enemies. From I a youth, I and I yield up the Trinity. Yeah. Jah give me the strength and the power to defeat the enemies. Yeah. From I a youth, I and I yield up His Majesty. Thy flesh and they stumble and fail.
CKUT family.
I call and judge and put them in the bottomless pit.
Don't forget where you heard this first.
He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
Shout out all my reggae DJs tuning in, yeah?
Shall abide another shadow.
Make sure you check me for them rhythm, them on. Night Nurse.
Thank you by the strength and the power. To conquer my enemy.
I want to make sure every sound in Montreal.
From IAU,
if you want IAU, them rhythms, man, make sure I say your link eye. Make sure I say your link eye.
Jah give me the strength and the power to conquer the enemies.
Eyes. Yo, I got something by King's Eyes or King's Ease. Now what are them no flesh eye? Watch it, tune.
For a special kind of love to set your soul on fire. I've got the answer to your natural desire. Baby, don't be shy. You don't need to look any further. Girl, don't play shy. Don't try to hide.
Don't play shy. Don't try to hide.
Just jump on the bike. Enjoy the ride. Cause I can see the fire. Like a dinner for two. Rough ride on the highway of music. Sweet wine under the moon. Just don't tell me that you are confused. Or you don't know which one to choose. Cause I can see the way you're staring at the big mango tree. I know you want to climb it like a monkey. I know you want it. Shy, don't try to hide.
Please shy, don't try to hide.
Just jump on the bike, enjoy the ride. Cause I can see the fire in your eyes. Baby, like Shakira said, it's never lie. I know you want a good time, so baby, let's start the show.
Music from King's Ease.
On the down.
Yeah, man, yeah, man, yeah, man. I'm so into the rhythm right here. I'm like, wait, I do have one more tune for you guys. On this rhythm. Yo, shout out Niner Selection, man. Me said she line up the rhythm, them. So we have to play them. Watch it there.
Shy, don't try to hide.
Please shy, don't try to hide.
Just jump on the bike, enjoy the ride. Cause I can see the fire in your eyes.
You see them artists, man, yeah man, yeah man. We have to make them up loud.
Shakira said,
loud. Hey yo, warrior sound.
Samanda warrior.
Warrior sound.
Raja warrior.
Man, Matea, loving her, you know. Yeah, man, we share the same name, you know. Yo, big up all of the warrior them round here. Watch.
Can you imagine when they break you down, Raja lift you up?
Bumba, yo, I ain't even waiting for the pull up. Yo, you remember when we launched the Community Music Week? Yeah, man, if you've been paying attention to what we do out here. If you've been paying attention to what we do out here, shout out my Community family. Shout out CKUT for, you know, pushing the Community family. If you guys tuned in earlier this morning with me, I was playing some archive footage from Community performances at CKUT. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Big up, CKUT 90.3 for keeping our vibes alive, man. And you know what I'm saying? Making sure that, you know, we always have an outlet, man. And big up all of my artists, them in the city. Big up my CKUT, yo, as I said. Big up my KVC family on ya. If you remember when we did the Community Music Week originally, man. Yo, one of the first artists that literally held us down, that came through and showed love, was the one and only Kumar, Once of Raging Fire. Check him there with a brand new tune.
Samanda warrior.
Yo, big up the family, J Bartholomew. Tuned in to CKUT 90.3, man. We appreciate you.
Can you imagine when they break you down, Jaja lift you up?
I remember.
Can you imagine hungry days and Jaja fill your cup?
Remember, man.
Can you imagine living life without?
Wanna know the Kumar and Yardcore, yeah. Mash up the place alongside Ibamar.
Imagine all that Jaja.
on. That's how we launch the festival. Imagine them thing there.
Now follow them go bust no more. Cause Jaja give you strength enough for borrow. Remember wicked men days are numbered. Jah flash the lightning, okay. Yes, them all get covered. They can move mountains if you go counting all the things that Jah give you pardon. Until the end of my days, Jah, I'm gonna give you all the thanks and praise. Can you imagine when they break you down, Jah lift you up,
lift you up.
Can you imagine hungry days and Jaja fill your cup?
Fill your cup.
Can you imagine living life without the hypocrisy?
Yes, yeah.
Can you imagine all the traps Babylon them set for we?
Set for we.
Things getting harder day by day. Yes, Lord. Not get enemies. Yes. Wheat and thirst shall grow together until the day of harvest. Beyond to the evil. Ah, yes, them love their carcass. Can you imagine when they break you down? Jaja lift you up.
Lift you up.
Can you imagine hungry days? And Jaja fill your cup.
Fill your cup.
Can you imagine living life without the hypocrisy?
Yes, yeah.
Can you imagine all the traps Babylon them set for we?
Set for we.
Say save a time rise, me say save a time fall. Babylon build pure walls. Bunks check and then the youths are living debt. Life is hard, everything no copper set. Every day you run your mouth, change your mind. Youths them blind, and every time they come around, the people slowly die.
Music from the one and only Kumar.
Can you imagine when they break you down, Jaja lift you up?
Yeah, I love the message in this tune. That's why we have to run it.
Can you imagine hungry days? And Jaja feel
Umar's up. Been out here putting out some real work, man.
Can you
been in and out of Canada since.
Yes, yeah.
That was 2018 that we brought him to Montreal.
Traps Babylon, them set for we.
Yeah, man, big up Kumar all day. We're going to see him in the city soon enough again, man. We're going to see him in the city soon enough again. Yo, as I said, right now, I'm just keeping the place warm. But as warm as I keep it, hold on. Let me not catch our beatings. So let me at least do my due diligence. Right? Before Louise and all of them call me and say, me hear the show. Y'all well have vibes. But you know what you didn't do? You didn't run one of these.
CKUT's a messenger. Teaching the youth about roots and culture. And tell the massive empty member, that's all I had in mind. I got CKUT is a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture. And tell the massive them to remember, that's all I had in mind. I got well. 90.3 FM, it's CKUT, the culture radio station. Radio McGill, blessed love, the messenger. Take it away.
Greetings, this is Mikey J.
Now this one is dedicated to
CKUT 90.3 FM right here in Montreal. Playing the hits, playing your favorites.
My love, my love, my love, my love is your love.
A Tribe Called Red is the hallucination with their new record, One More Saturday Night. Featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more out now.
Spread your wings,
one-stop Caribbean cuisine for the best in Caribbean dishes. Come visit us and enjoy our specialties such as oxtail, jerk chicken, roti, and many more. Ask about our $8 lunch special on any chicken plates from Tuesdays to Fridays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also try our famous crispy fried chicken dipped in our special barbecue sauce. You can order online through your preferred restaurant apps or call 514-365-3636 or enjoy a 10% discount on all in-store pickup. This don't apply to promotions. We are located at 334 Saint-Jacques in Lachine. Visit us today. One Stop Caribbean Cuisine, Chef X, new location.
Blessing up a flow like a river. Blessing up a flow like a river.
This is Luke D.
Real food you want, come to Mango Bay every day.
Real food. Mango Bay Restaurant, located in the heart of downtown Montreal, 1236 Mackay Street, Suite 201. For reservations, please call 514-875-7082 or visit mangobay.ca. Real food.
Let's get together and feel all right.
CKUT 90.3 FM. Yo. As I said, man, I'm on our vibes. 12:45 p.m. on the dot. My timing is impeccable today. I must say. On this lovely Tuesday, December 7th. As I said, it is -5 in the city of Montreal. They say it is sunny with a mix of clouds. Yeah, man. Gotta big up everybody around here, man. Gotta big up everybody in the city right now. I appreciate you guys. Yo, before I go any further, man, I'm talking about bigging up people in the city. There's a lot of stuff happening, man. I ain't get into too much news today. Maybe we'll touch a couple stories in the next hour, especially, you know, concerning this whole thing with I call him Two-Toe Tory, the Chocolate Smurf. Little Baldy. Yeah, man. Shout out Little Baldy, Tory Lanez. You know, we don't deal with them people there. You know what I mean? We don't deal with them people there. We don't deal with no man that does any type of that can inflict any type of violence to a woman. We dash that. But Tory keeping his name in the news, right? Tory jumped around a couple of months ago, you know what I mean, doing his best, you know what I mean? His best, you know what I mean? His best act of buffoonery as he could put on Instagram. I mean, trust me, we're around with them, so we're no business. Make him eerie. Minua said, yo, Tory is Montreal, you know? People think that Tory only come from Toronto. But Tory was raised out here by his grandmother. Right here in LaSalle. Right here in the city of Montreal. Big up the fam. You know what I'm saying? LaSalle fam. But yo, that's why I have some strong beliefs on the boy, you know? No, let we down like that, man. Don't shame we like that, Bridging. Don't shame we name so. Don't shame we country so. Anyhow, he claimed that he sold $1 million worth of NFTs. Non-fungible tokens, being that he is one of the first artists to release his album as an NFT. An NFT is, I mean, you know, a form of, you know, let's just, in layman's terms, it's a form of cryptocurrency, right? It's not Bitcoin, it's not none of those, but it's an exchange that allows you to buy unique, one-of-a-kind, exchangeable goods over a digital platform, digital goods. But I mean, I'm sure NFTs could be applied to other things. NFT contracts could be applied to like homes and cars and stuff like that. So people are now, this is the new age of music where music has moved to the blockchain. If you guys have been listening to me, you guys have heard me explain the blockchain, crypto, all of that other stuff. You feel me? If you don't know, Google. I ain't, you know what I mean? We ain't. Google what a blockchain is. Google what NFTs are. Right? But yo, right now, the future is coming. I'm trying to help artists embrace the future. You know, one of the things I've been pushing hard, like crazy, bananas, is Twitch. I'm in a business, and I'm not pushing Twitch, I'm really pushing OBS. I'm really pushing open broadcast software. I'm really trying to get artists, streamers, creators, creatives, anybody who has an idea. I don't care if you're cooking in a kitchen, if you're a master, if you're a master at vacuuming, if nobody vacuum like you, okay? I want you to come on Twitch and show me how to vacuum. All right, that's what I want you to do. This is what I need you to do. Okay? But hear what? Like Wizzy, my brother Wizzy needs to get his behind on Twitch. Wizzy gonna mash up the world. Wizzy Moon Chaser. Shout out the Detour. Yeah, man, Friday mornings. Now I wake up at 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. Now I could catch the detour. I need y'all to catch the detour at 7 a.m. All right? But I've been pushing a lot of these digital goods, a lot of these digital assets that are going to allow creators and creatives to have more autonomy over their art, their music, all of this other good stuff. NFTs is one of those things. Tory Lanez is saying that he sold $1 million worth of NFTs that he priced at $1 in 57 seconds. Nobody could verify this. Every article that's writing about this is saying, like, literally words it. The subject line is saying, Tory Lanez says he sold. Because what he's saying is that he sold 1 million copies, 1 million NFTs in under 57 seconds. People are hoping that they're going to be able to turn around and resell these NFTs at a higher markup. Some people were able to, like, buy up to, you know, the cutoff point was buying 100 copies of these NFTs. I would just venture to say that ain't nobody want it. Maybe there are some people that want it. Maybe you are into, like, you know what I mean? Putting money into the pockets of men that bust bullets after woman and put bullet in woman and then say that them not do it. You know what I mean? Maybe that's our vibe. That's not my vibe. I don't know how many people are going to be actually trying to buy, hold on to that NFT. Because, I mean, the whole purpose is that it's going to raise in value. But soon enough, like, he's about to face the music on all of that. He's going to trial on all that. You know what I mean? It looks like real charges are going to be pressed. So, you know, God knows, like, you know what I mean, if this thing goes the way it's supposed to go. You don't want to be sitting on what you thought would be gold one day and turns into a brick the next. You feel me? But you know who's sitting on gold? Right in our city. I gotta read this article about Lana Danina. Montreal's own Lana Danina. Yo, her name is trending around the world, and I love it. The article that I am actually I'm referencing is CNBC. CNBC wrote an article that just dropped last Friday about Lana Danina, Montreal's own. A 24-year-old artist who has made over $300,000 in 10 months selling NFTs and hopes to inspire more creatives that look like her. Since February, Lana Danina has earned over $300,000 from selling her art as non-fungible tokens on various platforms. But only a month earlier, she just began learning what NFTs were. At the time, I didn't know anything about blockchain, the 24-year-old told CNBC. She started looking into it and her mind was blown. She's like, it's a revolution. As a painter, Danina was instantly impressed with the technology and its ability to act act as a vehicle for proof of ownership for artists. She says traditional galleries are kind of like the old world, since there isn't much diversity. Danina says, I never felt fully attracted to it, especially as a woman of color. Unlike traditional markets for art, NFTs and Web3 allow artists to create their own galleries and set their own prices online. Behind that suit, did you hear that? You know what I'm saying? Artists, are you listening to me? Artists in the city. I hope my sister Afaya listen to me right now, you know. Artists, if you're wicked with a paintbrush, you're wicked with your graffiti art, you're wicked with a paint can, yo, artists, listen to me. Them say, unlike traditional markets for art, NFTs and Web3. Web3 is the platform that allows artists to create their own galleries and set their own prices online, Danina explains. Artists can also earn royalties on secondary sales of their work with NFTs. Danina herself earns 10%. She says she hopes to inspire more creatives who look like her to step a foot into tech. Yes, this is a young woman of color. This is a young black lady in the city of Montreal. Danina, who is based in Montreal, Canada, started selling NFTs of paintings she created one by one, but later began to list entire collections. Though both are unique, the single works are one of one, non-generative pieces, whereas collections are often generative and are meant to be collectibles. She minted her most recent collection, called the Mona Lana, in November, and it sold out within weeks. The Mona Lana collection includes 500 unique portraits of women created by Danina. Each portrait was generated by code with 112 different traits, she says. It took off very fast. I was really surprised, Danina says. I don't know if I got lucky. It was a big success for me and my partner. We worked a lot on this project and we were really happy. While Danina works with her partner, she creates all of the art herself. She did not disclose whether the profits are split. In her work, Danina represents of people in her work, Danina represents of people of color. Like, this is not me. Somebody at CNBC can't write English. Me not understand. All right. So what it should say, all right, is Danina's work represents people of color and black culture. She says, which has resonated deeply with many in the NFT community. She feels especially grateful when customers say they decided to buy their first NFT after seeing her work. When they saw the Mona Lana, they really wanted to buy an NFT. She says, before that, they were looking at other projects and they didn't feel fully represented, maybe. Once the Mona Lana collection passes 100 Ether in volume traded, Danina plans to give a percentage of sales to Cyberbat, a creator DAO collective that supports African artists and donates to women's shelters in Canada. As of now, she's close at 99.5 Ether in volume traded. Though Danina is doing well in the NFT space and says it is different from the traditional market, there's still work to do regarding inclusivity and support, she says. As a young woman of color in this space, it has been 100 times harder to be respected and seen as equal as the other bros in this space. Danina tweeted in November, however, I've also met incredibly supporting, extremely intelligent, and talented people. Yo, Danina, yo, shout out yourself, man. We are so proud of you. The one and only Lana Danina. Check her out on Web3. Yo, that is LANADENINA. I'm gonna see if I could get her on the phone, or if we could get her on, you know what I mean, screen or something, and we get a little interview going with Lana Danina. Maybe she just too rich for me right now. Maybe she too rich for you know what I'm saying? But I love it, man, and I love to see a young lady. What did they say again? She's what, 24 years old? Let me say, she 24 years old.
You know what I'm saying? Lana Danina, 24 years old, man. 24 years old. So, artists, I really hope you are listening to me. I really hope you guys got something from that. I hope you gained something from that. I hope that my artists, regardless of what creation you are putting together, I hope you guys go out and make the most out of this future market that is coming on, man. I've been talking about the future a lot. We've been talking about the metaverse. I've been talking about crypto. I've been talking about... Last year, there was a debate right here at CKUT, and they were like, yo, I don't know if we feel... They didn't know if they felt comfortable with us talking about cryptocurrency and the blockchain or whatever. And I said, look, my community needs to be cued in. My community needs to understand. And I'm talking about the black community specifically, the Caribbean community specifically. If ain't nobody gonna be teaching us or telling us what's good, then your homeboy preach, gotcha. You know what I'm saying? I wanna make sure that my community, yo, gets upon this. So I am so happy that Lana Danina made the best out of this future. And this is just, yo, this is infancy. This is nothing. This is nothing in comparison to what it's going to be as the future progresses. Talking about as the future progresses, man, yo, we're just crossing that 1 o'clock hour, that 1 p.m. mark. It is 1 p.m. official.